Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. It is Tuesday morning. It is so good to be with all of you, and there is no question that we have been in a wilderness season, and this season continues, and we don't know how much longer it's going to last, but what we do know is that Jesus is inviting us to walk through this season with Him. And we are saying yes to that. And the way we are saying yes to that is by getting up in the morning and beginning a conversation with Jesus through scripture, through prayer, through meditation, through journaling, and then we're enjoying and even learning how to enjoy that conversation throughout the day. And so grab a Bible, grab a journal, find a spot that you can more or less count on, and let's begin a talk with Jesus. Now, this last Sunday, as we are in a series called Wilderness, we talked about the wilderness of submission. And so we've been developing the theme of submission. This week, we'll continue to do that. And on that note, the title of the podcast is Another Option. And the reason for that title is because every time we find ourselves in a situation where we are being called to submit, there is always immediately another option. And so turn in your Bibles to the book of Judges, the Old Testament book of Judges, beginning in chapter 3, and we'll be there in just a moment. But the title of the podcast, Another Option. And the question is, what do you want to do when you find yourself in a situation where you are being called to submit? What do you want to do? And if I'm going to be completely honest with all of you early on this Tuesday morning, when I find myself in a situation where I'm being called to submit, I want to fight. Now, fighting looks different depending on who you are, depending on the situation, you know, depending on the relationship, even depending on our personality, fighting looks different. But when I find myself in a situation where I am being called to submit, one of the first things that rises up in me is I'm going to fight. And of course, some of us fight passively, some of us fight aggressively. But let's think for just a moment. When you find yourself in a situation where you are being called to submit, what does it look like for you to fight? And that's a really good question. And if we could get an answer to that question, the Spirit of God could work so deeply and so mightily in and through submission that it really would not only transform us, but transform our relationships. So that's the question. There's always another option available when we find ourselves in a situation where we're being called to submit. And what does that other option often look like for you? How is it that you like to fight when you find yourself called into submission? So that brings us to our story, our Old Testament story, Judges chapter 3, beginning in verse 20. And at this time in Israel's history, Israel is under subjection. They're under the boot of a Canaanite people called the Moabites. And the Moabite king is a man named Eglon. And then there's an Israelite warrior champion named Ehud. And so we pick things up in Judges chapter 3, verse 20. Ehud then approached Eglon, the king, while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his palace. And Ehud said, "I have a message from God for you." And as the king, Eglon, rose from his seat, Ehud reached out with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, and his bowels discharged. Ehud did not pull the sword out, and the fat closed in over it. Now, something that is very important to say when we are in the Old Testament, just because an Old Testament hero does something does not mean you want to do it. You could get arrested or worse. Do not try this at home. In fact, you don't want to do everything that David did. You don't want to do everything that Joshua did. And we're not even going to talk about Lot. That is for a different podcast. But Ehud, in a season or a situation of submission, chose to use the sword. And it's very easy to use the sword. It's very easy to fight. And the way I justify using the sword, the way I justify fighting, is I try to find something wrong with the authority. I try to find a way in which the authority has abused their authority or they're wrong, and that justifies my fighting or my grabbing the sword. But here is the real question that presses this morning as we're talking about another option when we're being called into submission. What does the sword look like in your life? What is fighting, or what does the sword look like in your life when you're being called into a situation of submission? Does it look like outsmarting or out-talking or over-talking? Does it look like stonewalling someone or being quiet or walking away? Does it look like doing it anyway? Does it look like, you know, disobeying and lying and sneaking? Does it look like talking bad about someone or yelling or pouting or playing the victim? I mean, I don't know. Did I get yours? I think I covered mine. But what does the sword, what does fighting look like in your life when you're being called into submission? And here is the real downside when we choose that other option. You see, there's always a reap and sow principle operating in God's world and operating in our relationships. So when we sow out-talking or overpowering or playing the victim or disobeying and lying about it, when we sow the sword or fighting, we're going to reap that in our relationships. When we sow death, we're going to reap death. We can think of Jesus, maybe, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he is. He's getting arrested, and his disciples are there, and as soon as his disciples see him being arrested, they pull out their swords, and they start swinging them, just like Ehud, and Jesus says, "Put your swords away. If you live by the sword, you will die by the sword." If you find yourself in a situation where you're being called to submit and you choose the other option, you choose the sword, you choose the fight, whatever that looks like, if you live by the sword, your relationships will die by the sword. Rather, Jesus says, "I must drink the cup that my Father has given me to drink." Now that is a great description of submission. Jesus could have used a sword. He could have fought. He could have called down legions of angels, but he said, "I'm going to drink the cup that my Father has given me to drink. I'm going to choose submission instead of the fight." Now, what I would love for us to do is engage in a conversation with Jesus this morning and pray a prayer that has been prayed throughout the history of the church. It's the prayer of repentance. Let's bring into our heart and mind how it is that we like to choose the sword, how it is that we like to fight, and just say, "Jesus, forgive me." And don't beg for his forgiveness. Only say it once, because right as you say it, you will recognize and realize that it is already done. Rather, spend most of your time thanking Jesus for his unbelievable and unconditional forgiveness for how it is that we like to fight and how it is that we like to choose the sword. So spend a couple minutes praying and a couple minutes meditating, and just enjoy the lavish and unbelievable forgiveness of Jesus as we have a conversation with him this morning that then lasts throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.